don't know what you've heard about G. But he's with the sweet spot 1-3. I give my good leg to heel, Kyrie. It's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G. But he's with the sweet spot 1-3. He loves Nico like Lando loves his beans.
Yes.
It's the afternoon J-U-B.
That's right. You heard the theme song. That means one thing and one thing only. It is time for some afternoon jub. So via the miracle of technology, we say hello to the Hall of Famer, the Texas Radio Hall of Famer. Say hello to 1/3 of the morning musers, the Marconi winning Courage Boys. It is George Dunham. Hi, Jub.
Sweet spot.
Hi, George.
How we doing?
How does this Tuesday find you? A little sleepy today?
You know, maybe a little. I've been working all day.
Oh.
I'm trying to catch up on yard work, and it's about to put me in the dirt.
You got a gas-power weed eater going out there? Or
some
what?
Tuesday yard work?
I've been trimming trees and just name it.
Is that a big weekday thing for you? I feel like that would be a big weekend.
Yeah, I try to get it done during the week, but this year I fell really far behind, and I'm just trying to play catch up. It's getting there. It's starting to look like someone actually lives in our house.
It's going to be hot as balls before you know it. So this is a good time to actually tackle.
Yeah. Some of that stuff.
And playing catch up that's a phrase the ticket has ruined for me, because now I just think of Killer playing with ketchup
in the hallway.
Yeah. He's playing his favorite game with a Heinz bottle. He's just playing with ketchup in his hands.
Finger painting.
So we had Justin ask you in the break. I saw this video yesterday, and I think you've seen it too. And yeah, I've
it
watched.
It will make you insane.
I've watched this no less than 10 times, and I absolutely hate it. And I also think it could be AI. I'm not positive it's real.
Not. It is real.
It is real.
Yeah, they're real people.
Okay, so this is from a broadcast called News 7 in Australia. And George, you've seen it. I retweeted this video yesterday if the P1s want to go find it. So to set the scene.
And the story that they're trying to recap is so crazy.
It's crazy. It's kind of sad. It's violent. So there's the anchor introducing the story, and it goes to the reporter, and she's talking to two twins, okay?
Paula and Bridget Powers.
Paula and Bridget Powers.
The Power Sisters.
And here's how it sounded.
Witnesses are recounting some of the drama that unfolded on the Sunshine Coast this afternoon. Two sisters have told how their mother and man raced to help when the carjacked SUV rolled on Steve Irwin Way, only
Steve
to
Irwin.
Find the gun-wielding car thief emerging from the wreck. Here's some of what they had to say.
And one guy, he was up there with our mum, and he went up there, and he
was coming back down towards us,
and he goes, run, he's got a gun. And our heart started to pound, and I said, oh, Mum, where's Mum? And poor Mum was stuck up there, but apparently our brave Mum, she goes, are you all right?
Because he had all blood all over his face.
Pause it there.
Okay.
Quick 20 from everybody.
Die.
And these two women, they're identical twins, and they're wearing the same clothes, too. They have the same shirt on. It's like a...
Are you sure they weren't conjoined twins like in the documentary Stuck on You? And that's why they were...
It could be. They're not conjoined.
They both have two arms, I can tell you that.
They have separate bodies.
They're wearing two blue shirts with Easter bunnies all over them.
And I'm looking at a video on YouTube. Buddy. Of Bridget and Paula, right? These are the two? Yeah, apparently there's some feature on them from like 11 years ago, and this is a bit they do. They finish each other's sentences simultaneously.
Okay. And they're wildlife volunteers. That's why Steve Irwin Way was not weird, because they worked with Steve Irwin.
Well, if you say, name me somebody from Australia, Steve Irwin's probably number one.
Or Dante Exum.
Okay.
Pistorius.
All right.
Or Blue.
Can I say that it's also, I think a P1 tweeted this to me, that it's like a combo of, someone finishing someone's sentence, but also when Gordo shadow talks me, you know, where he's like a split second behind me.
Yeah.
Right. That.
Do we have some more? We got about 30 seconds left.
He had all blood all over his face. And he goes, I'll shoot you. She goes, hey, I'm here to help. And Mum distracting him to make him look the other way. And he looked the other way. And Mum ran into the bush
behind the fence. And the guy goes to her, I'll find you and I'll shoot you.
All I was thinking about when we were running,
I hope he doesn't fire.
Yeah,
we were so blessed.
How close to him do you think you were?
Well, see, he was up there and we were past our driveway.
You don't think of all of that at the time.
No,
you just run for your safety.
So the Australian accent definitely adds another layer to this.
Absolutely.
But
and it's the same tone that they're both talking with.
At age 4, I would have been like, either you got this answer or I got it, but we're not both doing this.
And if you're the interviewer, don't you say, listen, I can't have you double talking.
No, you let them cook.
They ask as many questions as you can.
There's a follow-up question in there.
That would drive me nuts.
Oh, I'd hate it if I was doing it.
These two should do a podcast together.
Oh, my gosh. There's no way I could listen to that. And this news reporter, he should have taken a 20-second timeout and said, okay, you go over there, like behind that wall, so you can't hear her, and I'll interview you after I interview your sister.
she's way off mic and saying the same thing as the sister.
Can you pipe down, Bridget? Yeah.
Classic Bridget.
You'd have to put them a long way away so you wouldn't get that. I guarantee you she'd say the same thing.
I bet there's a chance they don't know they're doing this because they're together so much. And when they're talking, if somebody asks them a question or if they're at a party, they'll just start talking at the same time, saying the same thing. It's so creepy.
Okay, so did their mom get shot?
I honestly have no idea.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah. It's a pretty serious crime that happened. We need actual context. And when they try to tell you at the same time, I can't think of...
I can't figure out what happened.
Double Sean.
I can't figure it out.
Yeah, it's wild.
We need more bits on the news like this, just to laugh a little bit.
And we haven't had a news bit in a while, have we? No, the eyewitness.
I'm trying to. I was randomly thinking of the Alabama leprechaun this week. That was one of the first viral ones from hell, almost 20 years ago.
Sweet Brown, was she second?
Yep,
with bronchitis.
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
Yeah. The bed intruder.
We got the smash guy.
Yeah, who ended up killing somebody.
Smash. Yeah.
It's always really dark stories, too. They're always so sad.
Uh-oh.
But that's what news reporters live for.
Yeah, we got you.
Can you hear us?
Can you hear us? Can you hear Lando?
Yeah, I got you.
Are you on the toilet?
Wow.
Yeah, that's okay. So... how much would it take for you to live with the Australian twins?
Yeah, I mean, you got to date both of them.
I'm sure somebody would be into that.
Yes.
You have to date both of them, or you're just dating one, but the other one's
always
there?
Could you imagine going through a drive-thru? Okay, what do you want?
I would like a number two.
Do you think they would always want the same thing?
Gosh.
Like, wait a minute. Are you both ordering for one, or are you ordering for yourself?
A Pepsi, Dr. Pepper. What now?
A Pepsi Dr. Pepper.
It's hard enough just with two kids in the car. You go through that, Sean, isn't that a beating?
Yes. Yeah, I've gotten to the point now where it's like, listen, just figure it out and then I'm going to pull up. Because I don't want to like waste this person's time as you're trying to mull it over.
I mean, there's no way a quarterback has a more complicated, this is what we're running, than a dad in a drive-through.
No.
Because everybody talks at once, and then usually you have someone sitting next to you that repeats the order just as you got it.
I know.
There's Corby's two kids. Both of them.
Hey.
Okay.
What if one of them is named Pope and the other one has to follow them around? They're giving mass in doublespeak. The conclave lands on Brigitte, and they're like, well, we got to take on the other girl, too.
We have double white smoke coming up.
Yeah.
Two plumes. Two plumes. There's two popes.
Hey, I have a really dumb, random question for you guys.
Mark.
We got answers.
Do you watch wrestling on Monday nights, like the Raw thing or whatever?
My youngest does sometimes, but
I'm grown up. I did in 1999.
Not so much anymore, no.
Did my guy Pat McAfee really get strangled to the point where he turned purple and passed out?
I don't know.
You guys haven't seen that video yet?
I have not.
The only hope.
No.
All right, check
this
that
was,
out.
Was this at WrestleMania? This weekend?
Get whatever they're having now. I don't know. I have never watched wrestling. I think it's the most unstable, biggest waste of time. But, yeah, it looked like they had to, like, jump in there to save McAfee's life.
Okay, this is what we should do for next week. Let's watch Monday Night Raw next Monday night with no context of what's going on whatsoever.
There's going to be playoffs.
You got to get caught up on all the stories.
Game 5 next Monday night.
Yeah, but we might fall in love with WWF or WWE.
I'm good.
What if we tune in and the Australian twins are wrestling?
Okay.
And they're talking noise at the same time?
Yeah, I just want to tell the Wobbly twins that we're going to come at you this time.
Would you be able to watch Ranger games if they were doing play-by-play and color?
Or even just sidelines?
Yes, they need to get hired. They need to do games.
Ball is heat. I'm in.
What's a big sport down there? Rugby?
Rugby's big, yeah.
Cricket?
Rugby sevens.
Aussie rules, they got to come over here and do NFL. They got to be like the third team on Fox.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
And now poor Greg Olson, that's who he gets that's who he gets teamed up with.
Brigitte slides in, but Jonathan she's Vilma. Still talking.
Our friend Adam Amin is pissed. He's like, what?
What are they doing?
They won't even wear the suits. They're still in their little duck shirts they're wearing.
Ooh, I can't understand either one of you.
Yeah, you're speaking English, but I just don't know.
All right, George. Let's watch some wrestling next week.
No.
Wrestling or gone fishing. One of the two.
And gone fishing. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, George. That was
fun. All right, fellas.
There he goes.
That was fun.
That is George Dunham of the Morning Musers. It is 2:51 on the Sweet Spot. Why Today Doesn't Suck is next.
Cholula.com.
Rangers Ribs. Yeah.